The Socialist Quiz of 2018: Brexit Chaos, Austerity, Cataclysmic Climate Change, Far-Right Populism. Stop worrying and instead enjoy the Socialist Quiz of 2018, and step up the fight for socialism in 2019. 1. How many days into 2018 did it take the chief executives of the FTSE 100 companies to earn the average worker's salary for the year? 2. Name the USTA Broad Left and Socialist Party member elected president of USTA. 3. Name the construction and services giant which went bust on the 15th of January. 4. In February, who failed to turn up for an opening ceremony? 5. What import ban by China impacted on the UK? 6. Who took 14 days of strike action to defend their pensions? 7. Which group of NHS workers sent a message of thanks to the Socialist Party? 8. What has doubled in the UK over the last decade? 9. Which city told its residents to prepare for no water supply? 10. What label was given to anti-austerity/fuel tax protesters in France? 11. Name the TUSC-supported independent anti-cuts councillory elected in May. 12. Which revolutionary's 200th birthday was celebrated on the 5th of May? 13. Who was forced to resign over the Windrush scandal? 14. Which groups of workers took coordinated strike action on the 4th of October? 15. How many government ministers resigned over May's Brexit deal? 16. Who said fatal stabbings in London were due to gun control? 17. Which shooting massacre in February led to a nationwide uprising of students demanding gun control? 18. According to the National Audit Office, how much will rip-off PFI contracts cost the public purse over the next 25 years? 19. What percentage of wildlife has been wiped out largely by capitalist industry and agriculture since 1970? 20. Who warned the Tory government that universal credit could become the poll tax of the modern political era? 21. According to a US Gallup poll, what percentage of 19 to 26 year olds had a positive view of socialism? 22. Name the Trump-nominated US Supreme Court judge who generated widespread outrage? 23. Name the far-right populist elected president of Brazil? 24. Who were jailed over a protest against fracking company Quadrilla in Blackpool? 25. What eventually commenced in Britain after 30 years and 3,000 dead? 26. Which failed British politician was hired by Facebook? 27. What sent Putin's popularity ratings plummeting in Russia? 28. Who made history on 23 and the 24th of October? 29. Who imposed a 10% cash commission for returning a lost wallet? 30. Which Labour MP denounced trots, Stalinists, communists and assorted hard lefts after the passing of a no-confidence vote? 31. What has been determined to cause a huge decrease in brain power? 32. Name the German city where 5,000 far-right thugs attack migrants and anti-racists? 33. Who threw a 10-year reunion party? 34. Who issued a Section 114 notice? 35. Who succeeded after taking 80 days of strikes? 36. Where were 91 people killed in wildfires? 37. According to recently released Tory cabinet papers from the mid-1980s, how many civil servants were on a political blacklist? 39. Who replaced Jeremy Hunt as health secretary? 40. How much does the Home Office charge refugee children to register as British citizens? 41. Which MP was suspended from the House of Commons for 30 days for not declaring their expenses? 42. A Maidenhead primary school in the Same's constituency asked its pupils' parents for what? 43. Who won Mexico's the 1st of July presidential election? 44. Where did an anti-austerity general strike in June remove the Prime Minister? 45. Who was held responsible for the railway's timetable chaos in May? 46. How much did Boots charge the NHS for a medicated mouthwash? 47. How many school students went on strike in the Spanish state in November against sexism and for inclusive sex education? 48. In April, where did construction workers take successful unofficial action over victimization by management? 49. Where in Europe did abortion become illegal? 50. Which daily newspaper conceded the London Living Wage to its cleaners?